It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary and Diane. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thursday morning.
Well, we've had some dandy ones. This week's really been nice. Yesterday it did get a little bit hot.
It's absolutely beautiful out. We're sitting right about 60 degrees. It's just a perfect morning. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's going to warm up today. We're going to see highs get up to about 87.
That's a little warm for me, but it's really nice for the 2nd of October.
Right. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Well, what are the fisher people telling you?
This past week's been a pretty good week, Gary. Largemouth bites been on, and I don't know if we got enough time if I can tell all the different bait they were using, but everything from soft plastic, some gitzit, some spinner bait. I had guys using jerk bait. I had guys using some Castmaster spoons. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. And this time of year, jerk baiting, we should be getting real close to, you know, being able to throw those jerk baits.
Yep. And then I had some guys that went out one morning early, and they still got a little topwater bite.
Mm-hmm.
It was about this time, maybe a little earlier than this. And they came back by us and said, "You're not going to believe, but we just they saw us through like a Czar Spook, something like that, you know, and go figure."
yeah, well.
They're in the right spot at the right time.
Hitting the right spot is always key.
Of course. And then the crappie bites picked up this past week. Seen some nice-sized crappie come through. And that's been a mix of both live bait and a couple of colors, especially some Bobby Garland colors have been really good. So, that's a plus.
Yeah. Well, the water level, the lake level, is really in pretty good shape. You know, I mean, there's plenty of parking, and there's, you know, you can see how high the water was, but a lot of people are just, you know, kind of taking advantage of that and finding. I mean, there's so much to do on the lake. You know, you can just kind of cruise around. You can find all kinds of fish and lures.
Yeah. You can make a whole morning of that for sure.
Yeah. You know, you can find just a plethora of baits, but it's just a good time to be out there, and it's really going to pick up. I mean, we're going forward, you know. I mean, it's just going to get better each week.
Yeah, the water temperature is perfect. You know, it's come down below 80 now, mid to upper 70s. It's getting better all the time. Like you said, the lake level, we're at 553 and some change. You can make a whole morning of out there cruising the shoreline for lures if you want, and fill your tackle box back up. But it's the conditions are really great. And there hasn't been, especially in the afternoon when I get to go out, or later in the evening, there's not many people on the lake at all. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And you never know. You know, I had a dream about a mermaid.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect time for that. I want to hear about this dream.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, she was just under a waterfall, and she captured me. And I was intrigued by the capture, but she chopped my head off and threw me in the water. So,
Oh, you got to watch out for those mermaids.
I know it. I'm telling you. I thought everything was going to be cool and groovy. Nope. Didn't survive.
I do have to throw in there, when we're down there eating Cheetos and drinking wine, yep, Watching for mermaids, that's almost as much fun as finding one.
It is.
But, the bluegill.
Oh,
the bluegill,
yeah,
bite's been really good. I've had people, red worms, crickets, mm-hmm, grubs, I had some people camping last weekend, and they took their grandkids down there, and they just tore it up.
Love it. Best eating fish.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good eating fish, man.
And, one of the best.
Yep, and everybody can do it, and it's really easy. I wonder if you could catch them on some Cheetos.
Oh, hey, be careful what you catch on Cheetos.
Yeah, you know, I mean, get the puffy ones, you know, the puffy.
Puffy ones that fly, but I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, you know.
See if I can get down there this week and try that, and I'll let you know.
And they, you know, they just float, and you just got to twitch it.
Yeah, we'll give that a shot. Maybe we'll track the mermaid or two as well.
Yeah, there we go. All right, well, Gary, if for folks that want to know more, maybe they would like to grab a bag of, you know, puffy Cheetos and hang out at the Bayou Resort. How can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, you can drop us a line, take a look at some of the pictures. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. They can go on there and leave a reservation request. And I think it's really cool when people just stop in and introduce themselves and we can talk about whatever.
Yeah, right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Gary. Be safe.